So it's so great. Only in Washington, right, Todd? The recession is declared officially over by the National Bureau of Economic Research this week. Larry Summers, the chief economic advisor for the Obama administration, packs it and goes back to Harvard.
Yeah, right on time, not to mention with the rest of the economic team in the last couple of weeks.
How come it doesn't feel like the recession is over?
This is Valerie from Brooklyn. How can we say this recession is over when I have heard that 10 to 15% unemployment is what we should expect going forward as the norm? And so many jobs have been outsourced, they're not coming back.
No feeling the recession is over there, Todd. Our listeners have been weighing in all week. We've been asking people who are small business owners also when they plan to start hiring again. And for many, they'll say it's going to be a while before they hire. We've heard a lot of stories like this.
This is Anthony calling from Ferndale, Michigan. I am a small business owner here in Detroit. We actually are hiring. The problem is potential candidates call in and turn around and tell us that they can make more money staying on unemployment doing nothing than working for the wage that we're offering.
Ouch. Well, yesterday we also got a call from one entrepreneur who has started hiring for his company. He's the owner of Detroit Power and Light. Will Lineski joins us now. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
Now, small business, Detroit Power and Light, sounds like a big business.
Yeah, that's the only time it's a big business if there's a storm in the city and the information gives them the wrong number.
So when are you going to start hiring and why, and how many people are we talking about here?
Well, actually, you know, our company, probably going back about 3 years ago, there were four of us. And over the past 3 years, we increased that to seven, and later on today, it's going to be eight. So we've actually doubled our size.
Now, we've talked with small business people really all week, and to a person, they all said that, you know, it's not tax cash on hand or stimulus programs or being able to take a tax write-off on capital equipment, for instance, that gets them to hire. It's when the orders start piling up. That's when hiring begins. Is that the case for you here?
No, actually, I'd have to say that it's a direct response to the Michigan tax incentive bill that allowed filmmakers to come to Michigan, and they receive a tax rebate for filming here.
Now, how does that relate to you? Filmmakers receive a tax rebate, they come to Michigan, and Will Lineski gets better business?
Yes, because we supply lighting equipment for people who do commercials, training films, motion picture.
See, now I had the idea you were a utility there in Detroit, but what do I know? So actually, this is an example of where government influence has a direct impact on the economy, at least from your perspective.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm also a member of the local stagehands union, and our union has probably increased, I'm going to take a guesstimate, at about 50 per quarter. I'm talking about 50 new members per quarter. So these are people working. They don't just take these people on because there's no jobs. There's just been a tremendous increase in
All right. Well, congratulations. Will Lineski is the owner of Detroit Power and Light. Seen Ben Affleck cited there in Detroit recently? Julianne Moore?
My mother said to me, can't you get me on that job? You know, and I said, well, if they need an 87-year-old woman with a walker, I'll get her on.
Will Lineski can get you on that movie set. He's the owner of Detroit Power and Light, and he's hiring. Will, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.